Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those
right
of the individuals
the
involved
show.
And do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors.
Perfect.
Yeah. It's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, Friday edition. I need people there because you guys know I've been having the audio problems. I just want to make sure it sounds good before I bring my guest on. Give me one second. Let me see here. I think it sounds good. Huh. All right. That is actually a first. All right. So, I say all the same stuff all over again. Oh, it's not good. All right, give me one second. I'll be right back. Jesus Christ. What is going on? Man. You know, this is very, 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 very embarrassing. I got a guest waiting and all. Like, seriously, I don't even know what's going on with this thing now, people. Is it better now? Is it better? I thought it sounded good. Is it good now, Iggy? And I'm not upset. Like, I really need help. It's so embarrassing that I got to log in and log out because for some reason, StreamYard is just screwing me. Just screwing me big time. Embarrassing me. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's definitely sounded better. All right, I'm going to bring my guest in because I'm just embarrassing myself. Now, okay, I went on computers and I just tried to look at phonetically because I wanted to nail your first name, and I know that I'm going to mess it up, okay? So please don't laugh at me too hard, but is it Botara?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I finally got it right one time. How are you? How are you today? How was your week? And I apologize, you know, about this. I know yesterday we had some technical difficulties, and then tonight I had the audio problems, and that's why I don't do a lot of interviews right at the beginning. But how was your week?
Oh, it's been great. And honestly, in regards to all the issues, there's no problems. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Technical
pop up. So where are you calling from right now?
I'm from Los Angeles, California.
Born and raised?
Yeah.
Oh, living here in Florida, like when I tell people, oh yeah, I'm born and raised in Florida. Nobody's born and raised in Florida. Like it's nothing but a bunch of tourists and stuff. But Tara, before we get into the interview, tell my audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay, yeah. So I am a actress. I'm also a commercial dancer and a published model, and I'm working on an album right now, so I guess I consider myself a singer.
Well, okay, so you're one of the big movies. You were just in Licorice Pizza. That had to be because that was a movie that a lot of people talked about, and I got to ask, did you get to see the man, the myth, now it's blanking. The guy that plays Rocket Raccoon, Bradley Cooper. Did you get to meet Bradley Cooper? Did you get to see Bradley Cooper at all?
I did not get to see Bradley Cooper at all. Unfortunately, I know.
What about one of the Haim sister? The Haim sister. Did you get to see her? Because I know like you played like Fairgoer in the movie and stuff. What is that like being, you know, Fairgoer number one or Fairgoer number two? What is a day like that on the, Garth Brooks says, hello, she is pretty. What is that like? Is it an all day thing? What does something like that even pay?
Oh boy. Okay. So I did see Alana in the process of filming.
Uh-huh.
I did not see her sisters.
Mm-hmm.
In regards to like a day on set, is that what you mean?
Yeah. I mean, like Because if you're like, you know, a fair goer number one, I mean, at least you get a little bit of a titling. I mean, you're not like a background extra or something. So, right. Like, what is a day like that like? I mean, do they give fair goer number one or fair goer number two like a trailer or a place to do their makeup or change or anything like that?
So my situation was a little interesting because I started as an extra on the movie, mm-hmm. and Paul personally wrote me in.
Oh, he did.
So he did, yeah.
Which Paul was Thomas really Anderson, he did. Wow.
Yeah.
That's gonna be great. Did you ever find out why? Like, I mean, did you catch his eye? I mean, you were just gonna be an extra, and he was like, "All right, she has the look that we're going for in the movie."
I think that was part of it. Yeah. Like I was there with another girl and I just think we had a good vibe going mm-hmm. and we looked like we were really good friends, even though we just met that day. And long story short, I think he really disliked our vibe and our look and was just like, oh, you two. And then also if you look at the fairgoer scene, like close enough, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm in a long jean dress and most of the girls are in bell bottoms. So I think that definitely kind of helped me stick out from the crowd. And I have like really long curly hair. So it's just kind of like more defining traits probably as well. But I think he just genuinely liked me and was like, hey, I want to use you. He's very like improv based, which is really cool. He likes to do everything. Like he'll change things if he wants to.
Did you have lines or was it just more you were right there in people's face?
I have lines. Oh. I talked to, I talked to Gary, who's the lead of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He talks about waterbeds. That's like one of the things that's part of the movie. And at the fair, this is not a spoiler at all. Mm. He just like sets up a shop basically to sell these waterbeds. And he talks to two girls and I'm one of the two girls.
All right. So I gotta ask, okay, you do a lot of commercial dancing and stuff and so do you do your own choreography? Like, do you come up with your own choreography and stuff?
Ooh, that's a great question. Honestly, it depends on the project. I have gone in and worked with choreographers before. Mm. I have choreographed myself before. It really just depends on, like, who's hired me and what they want. Mm. Sometimes they don't really know. They're just like, oh, just show me something basic. And I'll be like, okay. And I just come up with something. So you just never really know what you're walking in on.
Okay, so like commercials, people hire you to do like commercials if they need dancing in the background for something or anything like that. But I was noticing on some of the videos, you got a great Instagram page, by the way, too. Guys, please go check out her Instagram page. But how do you guys do some of the dancing and stuff in the high heels? Like, I see some of the stuff that you guys are doing, and it is crazy. And I'm like, I would never, ever be able to do some of those moves with shoes like that you're wearing.
Right. I mean, it's scary. I'm not going to lie.
Have you ever taken a spill? Have you ever taken a spill? Like, have you ever fallen?
I think I've almost fallen. I've definitely tripped.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't think I've fallen completely over, but yeah, I've definitely caught myself slipping a few times. But it's definitely scary, especially if you're like doing anything that like moves your balance off. Mm-hmm. That's where you really have to engage so many muscles or you will definitely fall over. Like it's way more engaging than people think.
I will say this, you know, like everybody looks at, you are a very curvy, curvaceous, good looking woman and stuff. But usually you see a lot of your regular stereotypical dancers are like bean poles and stuff like that. Is there advantages or disadvantages? Because like, you know, I don't think skinny, like straight beanpole type women would be able to do things that were hip involved, if you know what I'm talking about, when it comes to dancing.
I think, honestly, anyone can do any dance.
Really?
Like, I genuinely think that. I think if you have the confidence to do something, mm-hmm. you're going to be able to do it. And if you have the skill set to back that, then that will only set you up further. Because I've seen some people where I'm like, I don't know if they're going to look good doing this kind of dance before. Mm-hmm. And I've been proven wrong time and time again. So my beliefs on that have completely changed.
So it's all about confidence then. It's about how you... Now, Paula Abdul, would Paula Abdul be somebody like you look up to because she was doing dancing and stuff? Or is she a little bit of an older generation? You're like, ah, Paula Abdul, but, you know.
Oh, no. She is so fabulous. I think that she's still an incredible performer. And I mean, she looks fantastic, too. Like, honestly, I aspire to be as successful as Paula Abdul.
Have you ever thought about getting on one of those dance shows that they have, the reality dance shows?
I don't know. I've thought about it. I've had friends that have been on it. I've had choreographers that have been on it as well. And it looks so fun, but I don't know if that's like the path for me. It really depends on like what kind of position they would want me as. Like if they would want me for like a quick segment or like one of the competitors, or you know, it really just depends, because each role on those type of shows have so much they have to dedicate to it. Mm-hmm. And I think it really has to have your heart and soul behind it, because you're like, you're working with so many people that are so passionate about dance. So I really just, for me, I'm like, do I want to pursue that currently? You know,
who is the better dancer out of the Huff siblings? You know, Derek, or is her name Juliana Huff as well, too? The ones that are on the big dance show, the one that Tom Bergeron does, the one where they get the mirror ball. What the heck is that one that they call?
I don't know off the top of my head, mm-hmm. which one is the better dancer.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at their stuff enough, but I mean, like, if they're on a show, they got to be doing something right.
All right. So let me ask you this. What Hollywood, like, A-list actor that you've seen in movies that shocked you and they were like, oh man, he can dance? Because I got a couple of them that are in the top of my head. One comes to mind, Wolf of Wall Street, where Leonardo DiCaprio was doing that one dance where he was like going off, where he was partying and stuff. I was like, man, well, I mean, I didn't know Leo could do that.
Yeah, he was living. I think Channing Tatum, like, he surprises me a lot.
What, in the Magic Mike movies?
And besides that, like, he also did Step Up and everything. And I know, like, he's known for dancing, but, like, every time I see him perform, I'm like, whoa. You know, even on his, like, live performances, he did, like, a lip sync battle. Mm-hmm. I was like, he's so good. Like, I am always shocked. Like, I'm jaw-dropped every time.
That Sam Rockwell guy always does a lot of dancing in his movies. But back to that, I think it all comes down to confidence as well, too, because I think John Travolta for a while there was known because he was, like, dancing. I mean, well, even in his earlier stuff, but, like, in the Pulp Fiction movies, he was dancing and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, he kind of became known for his dancing and stuff.
Oh, yeah. He definitely has such a great presence on screen when it comes to dance as well. Like, he always has characters that are, like, so heavily defined with it. And I think that's so incredible to watch. Like, he really makes it personal for, like, each experience of, like, the movie that he's in.
Have you ever done, like, country western line dancing? Because that's something that's big here in the South. Like, have you ever done, like, country, like, western line dancing type stuff?
I haven't, but I really want to. And there's a few, like, bars out here that have, like, those classes, and then they have, like, the social dance for it. Mm-hmm. And I really want to try it because it looks really fun. So if you have any tips, please let me know.
I've been watching this new show. I'm kind of a nerd, but I watch The Umbrella Academy, and They did this one dance routine, because they play a lot of, like, older dance stuff. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can pull it up for you. It was actually kind of cool what they did.
They did Footloose, right?
Yeah. Because, well, everybody was trying to figure out why they were doing it. But, like, one of the guys was having a hallucination. And that's why it ended up turning into, like, a dance-off. And it was... it was actually really, really cool. But I just wanted to like, I wanted to play this and see what you thought about it or whatever. Here, I can share my screen real quick. I gotta share screen. Sorry about this. I know that this is like a last minute thing here, but
it's perfect. I love this clip. I'm ready.
I don't even know, but like, I would like to know like what like
I don't know what
so how much stuff like went into this is what I'm trying to say. Like this, this had to take a lot of stuff, right?
From our how we got past our security, but we're done here. We got 30 seconds.
Oh, I'm gonna get. Well, I probably won't. I'm probably gonna get like. I'm not gonna make money off of this show because I'm gonna play copywritten material. But it's actually pretty good, though. Now, did you watch the movie Footloose? At all? Did you?
I love the movie.
The new one or the old one?
The old one. Oh, okay. I haven't seen the new one.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say. Oh, I knew I liked you. But these A-list actors, this is out of their comfort zone, wouldn't you think, though? Because, or as most, if you're an actor, a classically trained actor, or any type of actor, you've done some type of dancing.
I mean, it really depends, because some people, I know that physicality is a huge part of our acting process. Mm-hmm. So some people like to explore it in different ways than others. Like some people will take dance classes. Some may do something like sport-wise or martial arts or yoga, whatever it is that really gets them able to feel comfortable in their bodies. So maybe for some of these actors, they are completely out of their comfort zone because they don't dance often. You never know.
But I just the way they sell it, though, too, like their facial expressions and stuff. Here, I'll shut up. I just think it's funny.
Oh, so good.
Stupid though. Now, see, a lot of people don't know this. The big guy there is wearing a complete prosthetic top half because he's like part gorilla. So that would have to be kind of hard wearing like a prosthetic on the upper part of your body, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it just wouldn't allow you to be more rhythmic. I think, I don't know. I don't know a damn thing about dancing, so.
Well, that, but also when you're on set, there's so much lighting that's going
on
around.
It's got to be hot.
It's so hot. Yeah, so I bet he's sweating like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I mean, they're pretty in sync, too.
Running, bro.
Oh, yeah, you got to be for this.
I just thought it was funny. And their upper half is like kind of stiff, so they're not like kind of like making it seem like they're way professional. Like they kind of kept a little realistic because they seem a little stiff on the top half.
I mean, if it matches the character, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. We're really good. But they nailed the dance from Footloose, though. I just loved it. I don't know why. I just thought it was. A lot of people thought it was stupid when they were doing this, but it ended up working out. So, give me an idea, like going into something like that. How much preparation? How much time does it take to film that? Do they like to get it in one take? Or do they like, I mean, does it look better if you get it in one take? But then you also got to set up different camera angles and everything too, right?
Yeah, so in regards to just filming in general, everything is multiple takes. Usually a one take thing doesn't exist unless the director is super happy with that one take, which usually isn't the case. Nothing towards the actor. It's just like there's things to change. There's things to twitch.
Get right angles.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it because they're looking at the picture overall, So there's that, there's lighting. Obviously, everyone has to know the dance. So that takes time and practice probably outside of the set. and then when they get to set,
you got to know your lines, and then you got to hit your spots, right? Because
they have to hit certain camera spots at that point too. So they weren't practicing there necessarily, or maybe they were, but like once the cameras come out, they have to angle it to make sure that everyone's hitting it where they need to be hit.
And I guarantee you, Fish on Jay says, yo, she's a looker, Pat. There we go. But you've been in dance groups where people, and like you bust your ass to get it like worked out perfect. And then you guys are all getting it right. And then one person just keeps messing up. Like, okay, so, you know, I've played on sports teams and stuff, and you gotta, you know, if you're a part of a team and you get picked, like, what do you do to pick that person up, or like, because guys, they go about it in a different angle, like, you know, you need to step up your fucking game, man, or something like that, and we're a little bit rougher, but also at the same time, I bet women can be tough on each other as well, too. What do you do? Like, are you a leader when it comes to like coming together and getting a group together? How does it work out for you?
I definitely usually take on more of like a leadership standpoint in a lot of like group situations. And, when I feel like someone is not necessarily like carrying their weight, or maybe they just feel like they're not doing enough, whatever it is, I usually just address it head on. Like, I'm more confrontational, I would say, but like I definitely want to make sure I'm not hurting anyone's feelings too. Mm-hmm.
But you're not talking about some behind somebody's back, because sometimes
girls can
get a little catty or something, and they might talk, you know, trash or something. But I think that's great being straightforward, though.
Yeah, I mean, it solves a problem quicker, and I feel like as long as you come up to them with like respect, then they'll take it better and they'll be like, okay, I see what I can do better, rather than just like beating around the bush and everything. Cause like no one wants to be sugarcoated when they're talking about an issue. You know what I mean? So I definitely want to address it in a way that's like straightforward, but still like making sure that everyone involved is okay.
Have you ever had a director or a cinematographer that was like, even though you guys thought you nailed it, but he's like, nope, we're doing it again.
Literally all the time. It's like it's not personal. It's work. You know what I mean? Like there's no way to be like, oh no, you know, like unless they're really being rude and you've done it, that, but that's like a very specific circumstance and that's usually not the case. But in my experience, yeah, that happens constantly. It's like, you're going to do multiple takes regardless of what role you're in, and you're going to get notes after every take, or maybe a couple takes in. Like, that's just the business.
Being out in LA, Hollywood, all your life, you know, you've got some movie credits and you've been dancing, and, you know, something that had been in the news the past couple of years, the Me Too thing. Have you ever had any experiences like that where somebody has been inappropriate in the business or anything like that, where you've had to you've had to be like, nope, sorry, we're not doing that. I gotta put up some boundaries per se. Has that ever happened? Have you ever experienced or have known somebody that has experienced that type of stuff?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely have known people throughout the years who have experienced Me Too situations. Mm-hmm. I haven't been anything to the point of saying Me Too per se, like in regards to like a sexual violation.
Any inappropriate things?
Inappropriately, yes.
Oh,
like
wow.
I have gotten comments. I've been, and not just like on set, but off of set. Like they'll find my Instagram, or they'll have my number from the call sheet, whatever it is.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or you get an intern or a key grip or a sound guy. They're like, oh, I'm gonna call up. I'm gonna give her a call up.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that happens frequently, and it's not acceptable. But I've definitely seen a change over the years because of the Me Too movement. I think it's definitely helped the case, so women aren't being as harassed as much. But it is still common. Like, it definitely happens.
being out there during the pandemic, I'm sure a lot of things got shut down, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely a weird experience. In the beginning, everyone didn't really know what to do. And then some productions wanted to tackle the situation one way, and the others didn't want to do anything at all. So it was just kind of like everyone was concerned of safety. And then once things kind of gotten more accustomed, I guess, as like the new normal, then it was like a lot easier to adjust. And people were like, okay, this is how we're going to get back to it. And now everything is still working. You know, we still have to COVID test frequently.
Yeah.
But yeah, and we wear masks between takes and everything. And all the crew wears masks. But it's definitely working. Like, we're definitely working frequently and business is booming, you know? It's definitely a new season right now. A lot of shows are going to get released soon. So it's definitely busy.
My friend Fish on Jay, he is from New York, but he wanted to know, is she Latina? Somebody was wanting to know your heritage, your background, because I had a hard time. I keep thinking Italian, but it could be Spanish heritage as well too, which I either or is fine by me.
I'm actually very mixed. So my dad is Persian and my mom is Creole Native American mix.
Oh,
so
wow. That's a great mix. Yeah. I mean, the food had to be amazing mixture, you know, that Creole, New Orleans, Native American, and then the Persian food. Like, hell yeah, that had to be some great food. Like, heritage-wise, coming from your family, what was the best meal, like, the family would eat growing up and stuff?
I think my grandma used to make a lot of gumbo.
I think
that was definitely one of my favorites. Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. And my mom, she really loved to just make like just something very simple, like chicken and rice or like steak. Yeah. And like it was just something so like hearty and like heartwarming in regards to like being like homely, you know. So I think those are like two of like the most of my favorite. I don't know.
How much does the heritage like influence your dancing and stuff, though? Like, you know, because I think heritage-wise, you get a different mixture of dance styles and stuff like that. Or, you know, like I said, I don't know anything about dance, and I could be completely off by that.
I think that since I was, like, exposed to so many cultures growing up, that I listened to so many different rhythms and different types of music, and that really influences your style of dance and how you approach it and everything, because you hear it and you hear the musicality, you hear the undertones, and that brings the expression out of it too. So I think I definitely am so grateful for that kind of exposure so early on, because if not, I don't think I would be approaching dance the way I do now.
I bet a guy that is not a regular dancer would be intimidated to come up to you out somewhere and ask you to dance, because or they don't know and they haven't seen you dance and they come up and they ask you to dance and then they just make a complete fool out of themselves.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they do. Maybe they do get intimidated. Maybe they don't. But when I go salsa dancing and bachata dancing for the guy that's asking if I was Latina or not, I get asked like every song to dance.
Of course, because the Spanish dudes, if they're there for salsa and stuff, they know how to dance. They're not just going there to like hang out and have a couple of drinks and stuff. Of course they're gonna know how to dance. I'm just talking about, you know, actually that would be funny, like if you went to a place where it's a bunch of amateurs that don't know how to dance, that would be great content for your videos and stuff. Like, find people, or matter of fact, you could find guys that, you know how they always like to do that makeover type show or something, and you find a guy that maybe doesn't know how to dance that well and you give him the confidence. I think that would be amazing content online. Like, you bring a film crew with you and you just find them and you're like, look, you seem like a great guy, but not so good of a dancer. And I'm telling you right now, give me a week. I will get you to the point where all the ladies will be fighting to dance with you on the dance floor, no matter where you go. And then you could, like, I think at the end, like, you know how you said you go salsa dancing? You bring this dude to the salsa dance place and let him go on some of the experienced Latina women or salsa girl dancers there. I think that I just wrote a brand new reality TV show for you, basically.
I'm excited. Let's do it. Honestly, there are guys like that at the salsa club too, though. So it's like, because people just want to learn, and they do offer classes a lot of the time before the actual social part of it starts. So there they are.
Have you ever, at one time in your life, given personal dance lessons to somebody that was wanting to learn?
Yeah, 100%. I have a lot of friends that are like, I don't know.
What's the type of person that comes to you and they want to, hey, I want to learn how to dance?
A lot of women who want to feel more comfortable in their bodies, because a lot of the type of dancing I do is more like sensual. So they're just like, oh my God, help me. I want to look sexy. And I'm like, girl, I got you.
What is the most sensual, sexy dance a woman has done? I have mine in movie. Well, From Dusk Till Dawn. Selma Hayek? I think it was. I can't remember. And she had that like boa constrictor, but that was pretty, like, because I was a teenager when that movie came out, and I gotta tell you that was pretty steamy for a guy like myself.
Ooh. I love it. That's a heavy hitter right there. I mean, I don't know who else off the top of my head.
I'm just thinking women, but then you look at, like, did you ever watch Showgirls? Like, who would have ever thought that movie Showgirls?
Seen Showgirls. I did see, like, if along those lines, I've seen like Moulin Rouge and Chicago.
There you go. But yeah. I mean, the girl that played Jesse in Saved by the Bell, like, everybody was like, yeah, in the original Saved by the Bell, Jesse,
right.
The one was more the tomboyish girl, but yeah.
Curly
hair girl. And it showed you like how competitive it can get. Like, in one point in the movie, one of the girls wanted the top spot. They pushed her down a flight of stairs, like going out to the stage and stuff. Just to be able to get that top spot. And everybody wanted to see Jesse topless dancing and stuff. So everybody wanted to go see that one. But I mean, does it really get that competitive, though?
I mean, I would hope not to the point of physically harming someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a very competitive field and process. But a lot of people that are more industry-based who have a lot of experience, they're not competing against you. They're competing against themselves. Like, I don't look at other people's competition. I'm like, I am me, me versus me. If I get another job, I get this job. That's great. That's for me. If it's not for me, then it's not for me. Like, it's kind of going down those lines. Like, you can't really get into that mentality, because if you do, it becomes really hard to get out of it.
Yeah. What did you think of La La Land? There was a lot of dancing in that.
I love it.
You did?
I love La La Land. Yeah. I think it's really great, too, because it's not to the point where everyone's super professional, but, like, it gets the point across, and it goes with, like, the symbolism of the film, and I think it's so gorgeously done.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think that I was going to like it, but I kind of did. I'm just being upfront and honest. I'm trying to find... Well, Dirty Dancing, they say, had some pretty good ones in there. They said the movie Chicago had some pretty good sexy dance scenes in it as well, too. Yeah. Oh,
definitely.
Man. Well, Magic Mike, Flashdance. Yeah. Did you ever see Flashdance?
I did see Flashdance.
I think everybody has seen that one. Anyways. Right. Oh, and then, I mean, Grease. There was a lot of dancing in Grease as well, too.
Oh, yeah.
Before I let you go, tell my audience how they can check you out on social media. I tried to check. Is your TikTok not working anymore?
My TikTok is up.
Okay.
I just made a new one, so right. She's kind of new. But yeah, you could find me on Instagram and TikTok under the same username handle. It's at botara.angel. So it's botara.angele. So that's my two. And yeah.
What's the what's the dating life for you right now?
The dating life?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, my audience would hate me if I didn't ask before I let you go and stuff. Like, being out in LA and stuff, are you just concentrating more on work or you know, like, you got time for that type of stuff?
I'm definitely a career girl, and I am completely single.
Oh, I mean, when was the last time you had a serious relationship, or have you had a serious relationship?
I've had a serious relationship before, and it's been about maybe like over a year now.
Mm-hmm. Guys getting down on their knees proposing to you and stuff? No?
It happens, but I've said no so far. So she's still single. No ring.
All right. Well, listen, I really enjoyed tonight's chat. Hopefully I wasn't like some creepy, nerdy white guy asking all these questions and stuff. But what's the hair maintenance like? It's got to take your hair forever to dry. It looks
my hair
thick.
Maintenance?
Yeah, it looks thick, thick, thick.
My hair maintenance is literally just shampoo, conditioner, brush it wet, let it dry, and if it really needs a product in it, then I'll put a product, but I usually just leave it as is.
I mean, you gotta probably have like some pretty high-strain tensiled hair clips or rubber bands to put that hair up when you're dancing and stuff, right? Or do you leave it down?
I just use a hair tie, and it's a ponytail for me.
Mm. Yeah, because it just looked like it'd be dangerous. You're just whipping around.
Yeah, definitely don't want it to get tangled or caught on something. So usually a ponytail is my best bet.
All right, but Tara, I hope you have a wonderful night. Let's do this again, and I wish you nothing but the best, okay?
Oh, thank you. You too.
All right. Night.
Night.
All right, guys. Got a couple of stories that I wanted to talk about. You know what? I wanted to talk about this one. This happened in Orlando. Oh yeah, Fish on J does have Fish. Like, I mean, she's got that long, wavy, kind of curly hair like you got too. No cheap hair products. Trust me, I know. I have long hair, too. That was some pretty thick-ass hair. Is this what our nation is coming to now? That we can't even do fireworks now?
Fourth of July celebration.
These people, I would like to know, you're at a fireworks thing. I know that they had just had that big-ass shooting that happened up in Chicago. And a lot of these people went out to Lake Eola. Yeah, definitely a tribute. Went out to Lake Eola, and everybody freaked out. You're going to hear things that are going to sound like gunshots when you're at a fireworks display. But this is crazy.
Major scare during Orlando's 4th of July celebration. 12 people hurt after people took off running over fears of a shooter.
Human stampedes are no joke. I'm telling you. They're no joke.
The whole thing unfolding as thousands were gathered at Lake Eola to watch the fireworks at the fountain. The chaos even interrupted our broadcast of the event.
I feel like I've played this story. You know, this COVID really has my head in a fucking fog. You know what I did not play? I didn't play the Ghostbusters video.